So she starts this search, unbeknownst to me, which started in 1987. That's when both of the parents passed away. And so in 1993, I'm going to fast forward, the phone rings in our little apartment in Minneapolis where we were living at the time. She hands me the phone. It's my biological brother. She had found my family through some help and assistance. This is before the days of Ancestry.com, 23andMe, and all those reasons. And so there it was. And his first words to me were, "Hey, bro, you're a Lakota." And so imagine that in a split second, you get this information from a biological brother you knew never existed and information about your heritage you never knew.